So the man who covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram, brownzone.com, where you can read his fine coverage of the team, joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
How are you guys doing?
We're okay. So let's get right to it. There have to be changes on the offense. Have to be. Will they be changes that are visible to folks like us and any Browns fan, or will they be something where we're changing personnel in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, I mean, that's the question, right, Jeff? To me, there's three major moves you can make. One would be to change quarterbacks, which Kevin Stefanski said yesterday he's not going to do. One would be to fire offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey, just because, for whatever reason, the offense isn't working, and he's a key part of the changes they made in the offseason. Or the last one would be for Kevin Stefanski to give up play calling. And I've never been an advocate of that. I think he does a good job. But if you're looking at 1-4, and as bad as it is, I think there needs to be one of those major changes. And, you know, it wouldn't stun me if Stefanski changed his mind and gave up the play calling, just because I feel like they need to do something. And personnel-wise, outside of quarterback, I just don't know what you could do.
Well, you could kind of feel the dysfunction on that first offensive drive after the turnover where they had the ball deep in Washington. I mean, I don't understand what happened on that play. Like, they forced themselves to kick a field goal. They couldn't burn another timeout. Deshaun's walking off the field with 20 seconds to go on the play clock because they have 12. Like, that's pure dysfunction.
There's no doubt. And, you know, like anything, there's a bunch of layers to it. There were too many guys on the field. There were 12 guys. They had one extra skill player. Now, that's not Watson's fault. And I don't think it's necessarily Stefanski's fault. I feel like that's, you know, he calls the play, and then the assistant coaches take care of getting the right personnel packages in. And they have a bunch of new this year. It's week 5. But they have a bunch of new assistants on offense. So I feel like there's a breakdown there. But then, you know, I think if you got Stefanski in an honest moment, he would say that Watson should have tried to figure out the situation. Send one of the guys off and run a play. It might not be perfect, but you need to go for it there on fourth down. And with 20 seconds left, I think they could have figured out a way to get to the line of scrimmage. And I don't think he likes seeing Deshaun Watson walking toward him. I just think that's a bad look, and I don't think it's Watson quitting or anything like that. I think Watson was frustrated, but in the moment, I think you need your quarterback to take charge there and figure it out.
Scott Petrak joining us. You'll hear Scott during Kevin's press conference coming up at 12:30. Watson clearly didn't play well and hasn't played well for most of this season, and the offensive line is clearly an issue. You could say wide receivers not holding on to the football is an issue, but how are other teams able to overcome injuries on the offensive line? This team hasn't as of yet, Scott. And it looks like you're going to be dealing with them for a while. So you better figure that aspect out so you can figure out other things in the offense, no?
Yes. No, you're 100% right. And it's not all Deshaun Watson's fault. He's getting hit too often. And when a quarterback gets hit too often, he becomes skittish, for lack of a better word, in the pocket and is trying to get out of there. And Watson talked after the game about, hey, I'm trying to get it out of my hand as soon as I can. But when you ask how you compensate for an offensive line that's struggling, it's with outstanding quarterback play. The quarterback knows exactly where to go with the ball. He knows exactly where the blitzes and the pressures are coming from and figures out a way to beat that. And I don't think Watson has done a good enough job in that area. And when there is time to throw, he isn't seeing the field well enough, or he runs into a sack, or he bails more quicker than he should because he's used to having to bail. There's plenty of moments yesterday where there's receivers open and Watson's moving when he doesn't have to move, or he's moving and not seeing them with his head up, whatever it is. So the answer to bad quarterback or bad line play is to have really good quarterback play, and the Browns are not getting that.
What do you think they're thinking in the front office today? It's hard not to think things are extremely horrible, but the reality of it is I don't know how many games it's going to take to win the AFC North because they're still in it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that might be a frustrating part of it is if the Browns are only playing average and they'd won a couple of those games they could have won, Giants and Raiders, then they're right in the discussion. And, you know, Baltimore's not perfect. Cincinnati's certainly not perfect. We saw Pittsburgh last night, not perfect. So it's there for the taking, but nothing the Browns have done through five games makes it seem like they're going to be capable of taking it. So I think that's going through the front office's mind. I think they have to be questioning a lot of the roster moves they made. It's not all Deshaun Watson. It's not all coaching. And, you know, I know it's only two games, but this is just a small example. Zach Zinter, who they drafted in the third round, has not been good in two games. And, you know, maybe he'll be fine, and maybe 5 years from now he'll be a three-time Pro Bowler. But through two games, he has not been good, and that's one of your first draft picks this year, right? Your first draft pick is coming off suspension and hasn't been able to play at all. So there's plenty of areas from a roster and talent evaluation standpoint where the errors are showing up on game days.
Scott Petrak joining us, brownzone.com, where you can read all of his work. Nice piece out now by Scott, five takeaways from another embarrassing defeat. You can go read that one at brownzone.com. If you're Kevin Stefanski and you've got to do something on offense here, what's your gut feel that is the maybe you can go back to this, maybe you can do this? Is there one thing that is sticking in your head, Scott, that you think this is the one thing that you definitely at least need to try?
Well, it might be more of a commitment to the run game and marry that with the play-action passing game. And, you know, Deshaun Watson brought it up after the game yesterday. He said these teams are playing too high shell, right, where they have the two deep safeties, and they're almost daring the Browns to run the ball, and they haven't run it well enough. And, you know, I'm sure part of that is because of the offensive line issues. I just don't think they're running it well when they try to run, but maybe you spend the week committing to, okay, this is going to be it. This we're going to do less shotgun, more under center, go back to what Kevin Stefanski is more comfortable with.
Defensively, let me skip that. I'm going to come back to defense here in a second. They had a team-only meeting. They had a players-only meeting last week, right? How do you come out that bad after a players-only meeting? What was accomplished in that meeting?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I think Deshaun Watson was asked about it during the week and said, we meet all the time, you know, because he was asked specifically if there was a players-only meeting. I thought the vibe was really good last week. I thought guys were committed to the preparation. Stefanski talked about doing more during the week so you can just be yourself on game day. And that was across the roster. I thought the locker room felt good. It didn't feel like 1-3. It felt positive. I picked the Commanders to win a close game, but I thought the Browns had a really good chance. I felt like that was almost a last stand type of thing, and they were going to come together, and they just didn't, so I don't think it's necessarily a preparation thing. I just think when they get to the game, there are so many issues that maybe just having a good week of practice, it's not enough to overcome all the problems that the Browns have right now.
Scott Petrak joining us. Scott, the defense was top-notch last year. Right now, it's kind of middle of the pack. I can't say it's playing poorly. I think we can say it's tackling poorly, though. Yeah. And the last two games against the run have been atrocious. What's going on?
Yeah, it's certainly not meeting expectations, and they got a lot of the same guys back. I thought they'd be even better than they were a year ago. Tackling's been a big issue. Martin Emerson Jr. has not been the same player he was his first 2 years, and that hurts when you play as much man-to-man coverage as the Browns play and you rely on your corners to lock guys down. And he just hasn't been nearly good enough. I think those are issues. I think offenses know where the weak spots are. And when your offense doesn't score, you never get a chance to go get the quarterback. And you're always kind of playing on your back foot, and the other offense can take chances and can try to run jet sweeps and things that keep you off balance defensively. The bottom line is they're not good enough, and this team needs the defense to be dominant, and it just hasn't been. And I think, you know, yesterday was such a blowout, but I thought the Giants and Raiders games were chances for the defense to really make a stand and play great and carry the offense to wins, and they weren't able to do it.
Scott, outside of injury or suspension, is there any way they go to Jameis Winston? I know he said no yesterday, but I keep trying to think of a scenario where he might just say, you know what, this is not working, and we need to figure something out, or we need to correct something, and maybe Deshaun needs to sit one out. I'm just trying to think of that scenario, especially based on hearing the question yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I think if this happened two more games, then Kevin Stefanski will continue to get the question and maybe change his mind and maybe come to the point where, okay, like, I don't think you can just say you're done with Deshaun Watson. The salary cap hits the next 2 years are just too great. But could you say, okay, we're going to sit him down for 2 or 3 weeks, let him catch his breath, see if we can just change some things, and then we're not done with Watson, right? You have to be clear about your messaging. I think there's that chance, and I understood the question after the game yesterday, and I think it makes sense to ask that. And if he made that move right now, I would understand it because this is a pivotal point in the season. But they're not there, and I think you can point, if you're the Browns, you can say there's a million other issues. It's not all Watson to not make that move. But if Watson is the reason, let's say the next 2 weeks they're bad again and he's the clear-cut reason, I think then they can re-examine and maybe make that move.
Scott Petrak joining us. Scott, thank you, buddy. We appreciate it. We'll listen for you in Kevin's press conference at 12:30.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Scott.
Scott joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.